island off the coast of southwest Thailand holds a story which proves that dreams can come true. Ray tells us about a short film showing what it takes to make it happen.
ถ้าพูดถึงทีมฟุตบอลของเราคงต้องย้อนกลับไปที่วันแรกที่นี่ชาวบ้านชอบดูฟุตบอลกันมากแต่ไม่มีใครเคยเล่นหรอกก็อย่างที่เห็นเรากินนอนอยู่บนน้ำ
A floating fishing village is not something you associate with soccer, but for a young group of boys with the game very much on their minds, they were able to put together a team and a place to play in Koh Phangan near Phuket in the Andaman Sea. A short film called Phangan FC shows how some youngsters ranging in age from 10 to 14 decided to build a soccer pitch of their own, but without any solid ground underneath. On an island better known for boat racing and tall tales about fishing, there was plenty of adult skepticism. Inspired by watching the 1986 World Cup on television, the future soccer team would not be denied. By collecting pieces of wood, tying old fishing rafts together and using hammers, the group created their own space, knocking in nails, many of them left sticking out. The often slippery surface, just above the water, helped to develop their footwork. That turned out to be an unexpected advantage when they participated in the Phangan Cup on the mainland 45 minutes away by boat. The youth soccer club, in its first-ever tournament appearance, made it to the semifinals in pouring rain, tossing off their shoes, and playing in their bare feet. This is truly the stuff of sport legend. The team went on to tremendous success, becoming one of Southern Thailand's best football clubs, winning the youth champions title from 2004 through 2010. Phangan FC film director Matt Devine tells their story in a most engaging style. I spoke with Devine, who is based in Sydney, Australia, about what it was like to work in Koh Phangan, and how a group of young boys were able to motivate themselves in such a challenging environment.
In Thailand, they're hugely into football or soccer. So it's something that they watch on television every night, and the country is as obsessed with it as Britain is. So they follow all the British league, all the kind of other international football and soccer league. They're a football-crazy nation, and I think they just wanted to play. So they would have probably kicked the ball around on the skinny kind of laneways of the island. It's basically made up of lots of little walkways, and there's no huge amount of space to actually have a football pitch. So I think it's just the love of the game.
Did they have a coach or coach themselves?
I think in the first instance of the team, they probably coached themselves, and then as they progressed more, they kind of got one of the local men to coach them.
And what is the ethnic makeup of those living on the island?
The island is a Muslim community, so I think the island started as fishermen from kind of outside of Thailand, but it's definitely a Muslim island, so there's no alcohol allowed on the island, no dogs. They have a lot of rules and regulations. Women aren't allowed to wear shorts and things like that, so it's strict. It's a kind of Thai Muslim community, which is common in the south of Thailand.
Were there any difficulties or challenges because of the filming location?
We stayed out on the island for a lot of it, and we slept in just wooden huts, no hot water, very simple existence for us who are kind of people from cities. There was only four of us from Australia. The rest of the crew were Thai, and it's just a different way of life. And the biggest challenge was the football pitch, the original football pitch that they built, the wooden one. We had to recreate that. So we built that on the mainland as a giant prop, and it's the size of a basketball court. And then it was towed out there by probably six or seven of the longboats that they used to transport people back and forth. And it took about 5 hours to tow it out to the island from the mainland because they're just moving so slowly. And they're also still constructing it on the way out. So there was a point in time where we were boating around the island looking for angles to shoot with a camera, looking for beautiful little scenes and spots, and I heard this noise, and it was just this roar of engines. And then I looked over towards the horizon, and suddenly there was this gigantic thing coming towards us. And as it got closer, I worked out what it was, and I was just in shock. You know, you just don't realize how much of an actual effort it took to get it out there, and then it was kind of tethered there and set up. So that whole pitch that they're playing on, we recreated that.
Is there some kind of message the film is trying to make?
Mainly just if you want to do something and you set out and work hard, you can make these things happen and you can become really good at it. So they had nowhere to play football. So they went, we're not going to let that stop us. We'll just build a space to play football on. And then by playing on that pitch, they developed really strong skills for playing in small places. And then when you convert that to a bigger space, they were better than everyone else. So I think it's just, you know, if you work hard, you'll achieve your dreams.
Devine's film, just 5 minutes long, is an inspiring piece of work with a popularity far beyond Thailand. FIFA, the International World Football Governing Body, uses Panyi FC to encourage younger teams. The movie uses no professional actors. It is narrated by one of the boys on the island who played on the team. Panyi FC is part of a Thailand Bank's branding campaign called Make the Difference. This little piece of history shows how you can. It is a treat to watch. I'm Ray Kugel.
And Ray Kugel reminds us that you can see this film for yourself. If you have access to the internet, just go to YouTube and you can type in the film title Panyi FC. Be sure to spell it P-A-N-Y-E-E-FC.